Good morning, friends. It's Monday, March 23rd, and this is episode 7 of season 2, and you are listening to Steps Talk, a podcast brought to you by Steps Care, a nonprofit based out of Bentonville, Arkansas that is all about inspiring disability ministry. I am your host, Shelly Allen, and I am the founder and executive director of Steps Care. And today on the show, we're going to be talking about ministry in uncertain times. So stay tuned. I think you're going to be inspired. Good morning, everyone. I hope you are doing as well as can be expected this morning. It has been such a whirlwind of emotions for me as I've learned of those that have been infected and tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Having two immune-compromised kiddos at home, it makes me super cautious, and we are taking social distancing very seriously, as we hope that you all are doing as well. I've been thinking about, you know, this whole thing and what I can take away from it, kind of how I'm going to approach, you know, this time of uncertainty. And I was thinking about years ago, I worked in a memory care unit for geriatric patients, and every winter season was hard on those patients that I took care of and looked after. And I would watch as winter season would come around and patients would get sick, and a handful would eventually get better, and there were some that didn't. And the winter season just impacted those families so hard, transferring from sometimes emergency room or hospital visits back into the memory care unit was often very challenging on those patients. They would become very confused. It was just a lot to deal with, and it was hard on the families as well as the patients. And, you know, the winter season just impacts families who have family members that have disability. And many students that I have that I teach on Sundays or work with in ministry have compromised immune systems, like my two children. And I always think about those times that I was taking care of the elderly, and how I respond to how I am ministering to those in our special needs ministry and our church. And I know that it's a hard time. We've had a couple of families that have really been hit hard with sickness this year. They've been in the hospital. They've had, you know, there's been surgeries, and all of this was prior to the coronavirus hitting us. And, you know, we're all just kind of like hanging out in our homes, holding our breath, kind of hoping that, you know, this is going to pass over really quickly. And, it's impacting us. And, you know, like I said before, I don't know, this week I've just been so distracted. I haven't been able to focus. I've got new classes that I've just enrolled in for the second term. And I can't hardly focus. My mind is all over the place. And there's things here at the house that I can do. And I'm pretty familiar with being here at home and doing stuff from home. I work from home, typically, and I homeschool my kids. So we do school at home, and a lot of our therapies we do here at home. Home is kind of our safe place. And so we're pretty familiar with this, you know, being at home and doing things from home kind of thing, that maybe not everyone has that same experience. But all of this got me thinking about this time that we're all facing right now, this uncertainty, and feeling a little kind of off. Everything just seems so weird. I've been to the grocery store once since this has all happened. My husband typically does grocery shopping, and those of you that know me know that I'm not a shopper. My husband was, I guess, blessed, because I am not a shopper. I don't like to go to the store. I don't like to face crowds, and I especially hate grocery shopping. So I've only been to the store once, but when I went to the store to pick out, you know, a few things that I needed, I was like, what is going on here? It just didn't feel, it felt off. And I know that even my children are probably feeling some of that as well. But anyways, having immune compromised people that we serve and that we look out for, it really makes this time a little bit uncertain for all of us. So at church during the winter months, attendance often hit and miss. We have families that are there that are typically, consistent with attendance. And then when winter hits, it's hit and miss, for various reasons. Maybe because of sickness or changing of weather, but it can be discouraging as a ministry leader managing a special needs ministry. But I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you, and these are times to minister in different ways, to be creative. I have seen the phrase, the church has left the building, and I've seen it quite a bit over the past few weeks during this time of social distancing, and I feel like families that are impacted by disability are uniquely prepared for this. I know that seems a little weird, but that's something that's kind of hit home with me. I feel like our families are very aware of this difference that we're feeling, this uncertainty. Social interaction with our families is difficult because of our differences. And it's challenging to stay connected. I know many families have been doing church from home. That's a typical thing for them. And we have families that are not used to that are now watching services online. Yesterday was their first time doing that. But I really want us all to kind of take a moment and think about this. We have families who have been doing church like this because they haven't had a place to worship that met their family's needs as far as accommodations to their differences. And that makes me sad. That's why we do what we do here at Steps Care, preparing churches to help them understand and better be aware of those differences. And, I was thinking about this all this weekend. I'm like, our families are, this is not anything new to them. This is very typical. They're used to, interacting socially on the social media sites. They're very aware of how to make those connections with other family members via, FaceTime or using Facebook or, different social media outlets just to stay connected. And, this social distancing is somewhat comforting, and it feels more natural to us as families that are impacted by disability. And so, I feel like we have an opportunity to be a strength to those that may not feel so comfortable as we do during these times. So, I want to make sure don't get me wrong. I know that while my kids don't fully grasp what's going on right now, that as a family that's impacted by disability, I'm not saying that it's been easy for us during this time, but I'm just saying that I feel like we're uniquely prepared for it. And I know that my kids, while they don't grasp what's going on right now, they do know that something is going on, and they seem more anxious. Their sleeping patterns have been off. So I know that they are aware to some degree that, there's something different happening here. And, as much as I try to hide my own anxiousness from them to protect them from that, maybe some of that's spilling off into them. I don't know, but I think it's just kind of in the air, and we're all dealing. This isn't new for us though. And we make adjustments like this all the time. Our families have ways of good times. They have good times where I know for our family, like we go through periods of time where we hit a good stretch of good health. We have a good baseline of behavior. And even with seizures, we don't have as many seizures. We're not dealing with anxiety quite as much. So we have good times, but then we also, like a wave, we have times where we're really dealing with difficult things that are not easy to control. But we're good at making those adjustments. We adjust. I had a mom tell me once, she said, every time we schedule something or somebody asks us to do something, we'll say, well, we'll write it in pencil. It's not, we really want to be there. We want to help out. We want to do the best that we can, but we have to write it in pencil. It hits us out of nowhere. And we, you know, things get difficult. We might get in the car and there's a seizure that happens and it throws us all off and we have to cancel. We have to cancel often. And we hate that about, you know, our family, and we don't like that. And I, you know, I'm so grateful for my husband. My husband's kind of like my fallback plan. If I'm not able, you know, if something does happen and I'm not able to bring my kids, my husband usually, you know, stays behind and he's there to help support us with the kids. So, you know, we try to make those adjustments that way so we can be consistent in other areas, but it hits us out of nowhere and we have to adjust. I had, so we write in pencil. We write every plan in pencil because we may have to cancel, and we never know, you know, up until the last minute, you know, what's going to be impacted and how we're going to have to make those adjustments. But because of this experience, I feel like we have a lot of grace. We've developed a lot of grace for having to make changes and having to do things differently. We have a lot of grace for those types of things, and we get it. We get that from one another. In our community, we learn to celebrate small stuff, small victories. We learn to celebrate those things. That's what I want to encourage you all to do today as well. Try not to get overwhelmed by the things that you cannot control around you. Maybe you're new to homeschooling because schools are closed right now, and I've been homeschooling Josh and Izzy now for 9 years, so this isn't new for me either. It's amazing that we've been doing that this long, 9 years, wow. But I still have days that I just want to run and hide because the day is just too much for me. I've dealt with a lot in our home. I've dealt with, you know, difficult behaviors or challenging assignments that my kids just weren't able to get, or maybe skills that they'd lost that they'd gained previously. We do all kinds of things here, and sometimes it doesn't work out the way that I would want it to. You know, even with my best, you know, foot forward and trying to make those, you know, the learning opportunities happen for my kids, sometimes it just doesn't work out. Our home is not picture perfect. Laundry is usually stacked up somewhere. the kitchen almost always needs my attention because I'm always in it cooking something, making some type of snack. There's always dishes. My kids eat, it seems like, nonstop. And I'm like, no, you just ate. You do not need anything else to eat right now. But I'm always picking up. There's some piece of trash that got left behind. And sometimes I lose my cool. And I hate, that I just said that out loud. But I'm just being super honest here today. Give yourself some grace today. Give yourself some time, you know, to just let life be. And not, don't sweat the small stuff. Celebrate the little victories that you have in your home. Know that this is just a season of time and it will get better. We will never forget this year of change. Ministry leaders, think about how you can stay connected with your people. Utilize FaceTime and Skype. Encourage your families and students in ways that you maybe have never tried before. You know, we want you all to know that we here at Steps Care are praying for you. I am praying for you. As much of what you're experiencing, I'm experiencing here too. I get emotional over this because I know it's not easy. This is not fun. And it is very challenging on us. It's causing us to have to think about things in new and different ways. We really feel shaken in where we're at. There's families that are impacted by this virus that are sick right now. Hospital workers that are going to work and still taking care of patients during this time where they really, you know, are nervous about bringing illnesses back home to their families. And it's making it a challenge. I know, and I'm praying for you, praying about this. If you have something specific that you would like us to pray about, feel free to message us on, you know, through email. You can email me directly at shellyallen@stepscare.org, or you can email us here at the podcast at talk@stepscare.org, or on Facebook. We would love to pray with you about these needs and really come alongside you during this time and pray for the grace that you need to get through this. Thank you for joining us today. We are praying for you, and we wish the best for you. If you have ministry questions or concerns, if you want to, you know, talk to us about, you know, something that you're considering for your ministry and want somebody to bounce off ideas off of, you know, feel free to contact us. We would love to kind of hash out some details with you if that's what you are needing at this time. If you're just needing us to pray about something specific, if you're a ministry leader or you're a family during this time, please don't hesitate to reach out. We want to be here to support you. We hope to see you back here next week. And hope that you have been inspired.